I don't know what it is, but Alex has made a...
All right. Welcome to Melting Point, everyone. Today is Thursday. It's 9 o'clock. You're listening to WRMC 91.1 FM, Middlebury College. We've got some good stuff lined up for you. Lots of new material from the last week. We've got a super segment of Today in Metal History, among other things. And right now, Jack is in the studio. Toby's on his way. And this is Twilight Guardians.
Raised in vain for time's loose and free.
You're listening to Melting Point, of course. That was Twilight Guardians first up, then Lethora, a new song, new album by a band I've never heard of. The song was Clothing of the Dead off of March of the Parasite. What you're listening to now is a song by a new progressive power metal band that I had never heard of. This is a newish album from them. The band is Serenity. The song is Forever. The album, Words Untold and Dreams Unveiled. Unlived and unveiled. So you have to unveil the dreams before you can unlive them?
Something like that.
Oh,
That was a stunning new band, Serenity. Everyone in the studio, which now includes Toby,
wow, yeah,
Roger, and Jack, we're all in awe at this, the wonderful prowess.
Totally awesome.
I haven't listened to all of them, but I'm expecting they're all somewhat at the same level. They've got a pretty uniform sound. So up next, we've got a special little song, a song that I sort of hacked together just because I was bored and didn't feel like doing homework one day. And it's actually a mashup of... Go DJ by, oh crap, who is it? Like Lil Wayne or something? It's a rap song. And Angels Don't Kill.
Nothing can help rap more than a little bit of double bass drums, I think.
Nothing more than a little bit of Children of Bodom, I think. So this is up next is Angel DJ's Don't Go Kill by me. Okay, this part kind of sucks, but it gets better, so don't give up.
Let's go. Hold on, let me hear. So go.
Leave them outside of your door, I'm your trash man. I'm steady lighting up so fast and riding in my jack. You will need a gas mask, man. You snakes, stop hiding in the grass. Sooner or later, I'll cut it, knock the blades in your pants. You sideways, got ways like a drag. While the homie here trying to get paid in advance. I'm staying on my grizzly, I'm a bona fide hustler. Play me or play with me, then I'm gonna find your mother. Say they wanna eat, cause they ain't nothing. But then they wanna leave when you say you out of mustard. So I'ma walk into the restaurant alone. Walking out, leaving behind just residue and bones. In your residence with that to your dome. Like, tell me where you holding the dope. One in your dope, show.
And there you have it, folks. This is 7 for 4 with Zeitgeist, except instead of a Z, it's a 7. This is from their 2004 album, Time. Oh, I almost forgot. This song is dedicated to all the, how do I say it? I don't want to call them idiots. Ignoramuses. Somebody who doesn't know, but it's not their own fault. But it sort of is. I don't conjugate Latin. people who think metal is noise. In a derogatory sense. Thank you.
Hey, everybody.
This is
Zombie's Land!
Dying in the streets. Boils and sores devour their flesh. Vital organs turn to sludge. This inescapable fate captures humanity. With every hour, more victims fall. Mass hysteria becomes the protocol. Civilization turns to savagery, with no hope for a cure in sight. Science becomes futile in the chaos. Disease-ridden humans play out their final days as ravenous animals. A bastardized version of man which cannot be reversed. Limbs and appendages rot and fall off, leaving hideous creatures in tormented hell. Suffering life forms await death in the misery of defeat. Mass graves filled with diseased bodies, spreading sickness posthumously.
Roger Peralta, everybody. The dramatic reading of Pestilence by the Faceless, accompanied by The Faceless. All right, we have a caller. We have a good friend of mine, Nick, over in the Gentleman in Gifford suite, and he's called in with a request, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about what he chose and why he chose it. So here's Nick. Wait, hold on one sec. All right, you're on now.
Iron Maiden's Run to the Hills, please.
And Nick, why would you like that particular song by Iron Maiden?
Well, Alex, as an avid environmental studies major, I'm fighting my existence on this planet to get rid of global climate change and pursuing carbon neutrality. With sea levels on the rise, if we don't change our act soon, then pretty soon we're all just going to have to run to the hills.
Wait, did you just say run to the hills?
Run to the hills?
Run to the hills?
Oh, I said run to the hills.
Welcome to this day in metal history.
special edition the entire week.
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 7 days.
All right, we have Jack and Roger, our resident metal historians, bringing you some knowledge. And you're listening to WRMC 91.1 FM, Radio Middlebury. This is Melting Point. It's 9:42 p.m. Is it 9:42? Yeah, they actually updated the clocks finally. And if you want to give us a call, 802-443-6323 or on America Online Instant Messenger WRMC Requests. I encourage you all to check out our podcasts at meltingpointradio.blogspot.com. Here's Jack and Roger.
And Toby.
Yeah.
And Toby! Toby's our resident date. I think we forgot to announce that when we start our death metal band, Toby is going to be the vocalist, pretty much by unanimous consent.
And can we give Toby a microphone?
Yes.
All right. Give it to him.
March 9th, 1954. CBS newsman Edward R. Murrow blasts Joe McCarthy's anti-communism campaign on the air.
March 10th, 1982.
All nine planets align on the same side of the sun in a fantastic phenomenon known only as
Syzygy.
kind of like Toby's DJ name is DJ is Tobias like underscore death. That was my creation.
That's fantastic.
And then he insisted that I put after in the description on the blog in the parentheses or whatever.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I don't want to be serious. You
know? Why not? Because it was so ridiculous and obnoxious and pretentious of me to put it.
Anyway, what happens in 1940, Toby?
Oh, yes, in 1940!
The date of the birth of Chuck Norris?
Not metal. Go ahead.
Not really. 1876!
Alexander Graham Bell places the first successful telephone call, which consisted entirely of the statement, "Mr. Watson, come here. I want you."
Oh,
platonically.
Baby.
Platonic love is not metal.
I agree.
1848.
The United States Senate ends war with Mexico and acquires the American Southwest by ratifying the treaty.
Tweety.
Tweety.
The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo.
Now on to March 11th.
Wait, but that's metal, ironically, because we were talking about this, that I was sort of distressed that all these messed up events in history were considered metal, and we want to emphasize that Melting Point's position is that it's metal in the sense that it shows how screwed up the world is and why we should all listen to depressing, angry music.
Word.
Not like the background music, but like what we're gonna play.
It's
after
depressing me.
Roger,
as I was saying, now it's 1993.
North Korea withdraws from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty in a harsh rebuff of Western demands to open suspected nuclear weapons development sites for inspection!
Rebuffing Western demands!
For inspections. Nuclear ones.
1964!
Drummer Vinnie Paul of Pantera is born!
Pantera.
The same guy, is this the same guy who took the bullet for Dimebag?
Yes.
A hero.
Let's have a moment of pseudo silence.
Wait, I can fade this. Ready?
Go.
Okay, that was a moment.
Continue.
Yes, yes. Now we've got 1942.
As Japanese forces continue to advance in the Pacific theater, General Douglas MacArthur leaves the Philippines to marshal forces in Australia, vowing in just the following tone of voice: "I shall return
from the grave
to the Philippines."
Exactly.
With my beach umbrella and, you know, some nice snacks.
Stop interrupting, Alex. We're trying to do the news.
Yeah, we've got a lot left. Jeez.
All right. I've got 2002, March 12th. United States Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge unveils a brand new high-tech color-coded terror alert system.
2000.
Pope John Paul II admits that the Roman Catholics have done some nasty things over the years and asks for God's forgiveness.
1994.
Please forgive me, God.
I said 1994.
Marmaduke Wetherell's picture of the Loch Ness Monster is found to be a fake.
1970.
1970.
Camelot singer Roy Kahn makes his first angst-ridden face.
Roy!
We love you, Roy. Roy.
1957.
Wait. We need to say something about Roy Kahn. Roy Kahn is collectively our idol, and I would say probably the closest thing we have to a god here at Melting Point.
I think he's the center of angst of the entire universe.
He's not angst. He's metal. Angst is emo. What we have is an inner moltenness
angst.
That of searing inner pain
metal.
That has to do with like our fundamental comprehension
molten metal.
Molten comprehension
it's
of the universe.
It's above the melting point.
Damn. Anyway.
1957.
Steve Harris of Iron Maiden is born screaming what eventually becomes the chorus line to Run to the Hills,
which we just heard a few minutes ago.
Hey.
1947.
President Harry S. Truman established what came to be known as the Truman Doctrine to discourage communism in Greece and Turkey.
1940.
Finland concludes an armistice with the Soviet Union during World War II.
And I'd just like to point out that Finland is one of the most metal countries in the world, and that's why
if
we included
not
that.
The most metal?
Yes, exactly. Let's continue.
1930.
Gandhi begins his 200-mile march to protest British taxes on salt.
Sodium chloride.
Taxes on salt, not metal.
Now we move on to March 13th, 1925.
Tennessee prohibits the dissemination of the theory of evolution.
Continue.
1138.
Cardinal Gregorio Conti is elected anti-pope Victor IV.
Anti-pope!
March 14th, 1991.
The Birmingham Six are released from prison when it is revealed that the police fabricated evidence that they bombed an Irish pub.
1939.
The Republic of Czechoslovakia is dissolved.
1883.
Karl Marx dies in London.
Dies.
Wait, do we like Karl Marx?
I don't know. I just thought I'd put it in there. And on today, this day in metal history,
1969,
Timo Koki Pelto, whatever his name is, singer of the Finnish power metal band Stratovarius, enters this world.
1937,
the first blood bank in America opens in Chicago.
Blood.
Bank.
I'm losing my voice.
1979!
Oops, 1979. Crap.
Nicholas II, the last Tsar of Russia, is forced to abdicate his throne by the Bolsheviks.
1877!
England and Australia battle to the death in the longest cricket match ever!
Ever!
Death.
Cricket!
1857!
The birth of Christian Michelsen, Norwegian Prime Minister who separated Norway from Sweden in 1905, thereby doubling the amount of metal in Scandinavia.
Double metal.
Yes. 44 BC.
In 44 BC, Julius Caesar was terminated with extreme prejudice on the floor of the Roman Senate.
See it among the sentence.
Okay. And finally, Roger. Will you take it from here?
One last event. In the beginning of the Third Age of Darkness, 10,000 mighty warriors, clad in golden armor, descended the Blue Hills to engage the evil Morgoth on the windswept plains. A single bard survived, and as the dragons flew overhead and the wizard cast his final spell, he wrote this. So.
Against the wind, for the glory of the kings who defeat the evil enemies, and we rally now our Lord.
penalty warrior. I'm there, where do I go? Chaos and oblivion to my disorder. We are not men. Let's fall in heroes. We defeat your forces. Stars are spirits, body. On the father's mountain, I will see your fire. Cleansed by holy flames.
So we fight against the grave for the glory of the kings who defeat the evil. My wisdom makes a masterpiece. Come back to your apes, sing along with Napa. Back your heads will soon roll. Decimate the heroes, fury of the thunder. In my corner, shield. So we fight against the grave for the glory of the kings who defeat the evil.
This last song, I picked it out.
Yes.
It's Koyaanisqatsi.
Which means?
It means life out of balance in Hopi.
Life
so,
out of balance.
So I'm told.
Pretty much the most metal word ever.
Yes. And this particular song is called Way of Thoughts, and it's from their only album so far, From the Yearning to Burst the Perpetual Circle. This is Melting Point. WRMC 91.1.
Thanks for listening. This has been Melting Point. Next week we'll finish the rest of this song because it's just so amazing, and it would just wouldn't be right. Up next, proper propaganda.